This guy's been with us, it feels like, week after week. But I figured with the Super Bowl being one of the craziest days out in Las Vegas, I figured it'd be the perfect time to get a sense on who cashed out, who won big, what bets were big winners for the books, what bets were big winners for the betting public. We welcome in Art DeCesar, one of the head odds makers from the Link Casino. He's been very busy. I'm sure it was a chaotic Sunday. Art, my friend, how you doing? What's happening, dude?
JJ, doing great, man. Happy to be here. It was a hectic Sunday, but a very fun Sunday.
I believe it. Let's start with this. Was it an overwhelming win for your sports book and a good majority of the sports books out in Vegas?
Yeah, simple answer is yes. I mean, I heard from people who've been in the business way, way longer than me, 30, 40 years, you know, one of the best Super Bowls in 10 years for Las Vegas. So it was a really profitable day for us. Caesars as a whole had a great day. So really, really nice day for us.
Okay, Art, question. Why would this Super Bowl in particular be such a great win for the books? Considering, right, 60% of the tickets coming in on Kansas City. A lot of people, you figure, tease Kansas City in some capacity. Is it due to the fact that everybody and their mother was on the over? Is that why the books were able to profit the way that they did?
Absolutely, JJ. That's number one. And, you know, I know last time we talked about how basically every dollar was on the over. But, you know, people always, they look at this. They look at, okay, all the money, you know, 60% of the money is on the KC spread. But people then also have to realize, we take so much action on the San Francisco money line because people can get the plus 105, plus 10, depending where they get it. Obviously, San Francisco doesn't win the game, so we get a lot of that Kansas City spread money back.
So a lot of the money comes back, and then you get to the live element of this, which, you know, can be so tricky to follow if you're watching at home, Art. And I took a call yesterday, somebody discussing, all right, where could you have gotten Kansas City? What was the best possible odds that you saw with the Chiefs down 10? It had to be, I figure, when San Francisco had the ball, maybe after the second Patrick Mahomes interception. What was the best value you could have gotten Kansas City on the live line?
Yeah, absolutely, JJ. I mean, we never got crazy with it. You know, you could have still gotten KC 4-1, plus 400. But, you know, KC has proven in this playoffs, this is what they do. They come back. Now, listen. 7 minutes left in the game, down 10, you know, it's looking kind of bleak, but it's Mahomes and it's Kansas City, and they've proven they could do this. So to us, we could never get it to a, you know, plus 900, plus 1,000. That would have been just too crazy.
No, and I think you guys would have taken a beating on that because so many people, because of what Patrick Mahomes has done in these two playoff games, would see that sort of value, and it'd almost be too good to be true. Now, when it comes to these props, and speaking of Patrick Mahomes, Art, how chaotic was it for you guys on the final three plays of the game? For anybody who threw a couple of shekels down on the over prop when it comes to rushing yards, those three kneel downs, let's just say that ended up being the difference, maybe winning as opposed to losing.
That's one of the all-time good or bad breaks, depending on where you had it. I can't tell you how many people we had come up to the counter after the game and say, God, I lost on that. Or, hey, can you do something to help me? I threw my ticket out. You know, I mean, it was ridiculous. It's one of those things. And, you know, that's why it's never over till it's over.
Art DeCesar, one of the head odds makers over at the Link Casino. And it's as crazy a betting day as you're going to find Super Bowl Sunday. You got all sorts of people coming in nationwide, worldwide, making their way to Las Vegas. Art, what would you say was the most popular prop bet that hit amongst players that you guys were taking tickets on?
You know, the one that we actually got hurt on was the San Francisco fullback, and I'm going to butcher his last
Kyle
name.
Kyle Juszczyk. I got you. I'm all
there
over it.
Go.
I butcher names on a regular basis, Art, so don't feel bad about it. I do it all the time.
So him to just score a touchdown in the game was, you know, depending on where you got it, I think it opened for us at plus 800 and then might have closed at like plus 650. But there was some, you know, there was some money on that because, you know, it wasn't ridiculous to see that, you know, say that he could score. So obviously he scores in the game. He scores San Francisco's first touchdown. And also there's a prop who will score the first touchdown for a team. So him scoring the touchdown and scoring San Francisco's first touchdown, that hurt us, actually.
Were you guys concerned at all with the possibility that a guy like Damian Williams could have ended up MVP because of what that would have paid out, or it doesn't really matter in the grand scheme because so many tickets were coming in on Patrick Mahomes MVP? Look, I thought that was the right bet. When in doubt, you figured Mahomes was going to win the award. And when he comes from behind, you know, down 10 with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, all the marketing opportunities, Mahomes being the face of the league, they were going to give him the award. Did that hurt you guys a lot that you had to pay out Mahomes MVP tickets?
No, absolutely not, JJ, but you said all the right things. Obviously, they want to give it to the quarterback unless the quarterback plays a terrible game. But the funny thing is, when you have Mahomes at plus 110 or even money, people just say, let me stay away, because if you're going to bet Mahomes to win MVP, you basically think Kansas City is going to win the game, obviously. So just bet Kansas City, because Kansas City could win the game, Mahomes could not win the MVP, and then you're sitting there with a Mahomes, you know, MVP ticket. People like to take a shot. People like to take a 10-1, a 15-1, this, that, and the other. So we actually made really good money on the MVP because of that, because you have all these people trying to take a longer shot instead of basically getting even odds on the MVP.
We got Arthur Caesar. He's over at the Link Casino out in Las Vegas. And Art, when you guys were looking at San Francisco up in this game by 10, was there a particular long shot MVP candidate that could have destroyed you? Was Juszczyk that guy? Was it maybe Deebo Samuel at some point? Like, was there sweating amongst some of you guys there thinking, man, it's possible they may not give this award to Jimmy G?
Yeah, you know what? As far as that goes, no, because, and, you know, we had talked about this. You know, if you had San Francisco, maybe you take Deebo, but they didn't even give Deebo the ball in the second half. Maybe Bosa, but, you know, Bosa had his chances to get Mahomes. Mahomes never really got him. I really do think they probably still would have ended up giving it to Jimmy G. So, you know, basically, if the quarterback wins the MVP, you don't get hurt because the quarterbacks are going to have the shortest odds. So there was really no one we were sweating out that big.
The Damian Williams touchdown, significant to some if you maybe teased Kansas City with the over. I know it hit the second half over, which was big for a lot of different people. But the teased element, Art, doesn't it go to show you more often than not in these games, the tease isn't going to hit every which way? Whether the San Francisco teasing them up is going to win, Kansas City teasing them down is going to win. I feel like with a lot of these playoff games, the lines are too sharp. You're not going to have many instances where the tease comes across checking all of the boxes. Doesn't usually happen.
No, you're absolutely right about that. But, you know, there was a point right there, 24-20 Kansas City. If San Francisco goes down and scores and it ends up 27-24, then we're in a mess. Then we're looking like, uh-oh, basically everything's going to hit. Kansas City's going to hit. The over hits. San Francisco, the under. I mean, we would have gotten really, you know, we would have gotten beat up on that. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, listen, I was one who kind of liked San Francisco plus the 7, 7.5, and then under 60. But, you know, that Damian Williams touchdown, I really thought he was going to fall on a knee. But if you're in the Super Bowl, it's hard not to want to go score a Super Bowl touchdown.
Okay, Art, now let's look ahead to the 2020 season. Who is the team that in the early going, as soon as you guys put up the odds and put up the lines for next year's Super Bowl, that everybody was jumping on right out of the gate?
Listen, right away, it's the favorite. It's Kansas City, 6-1. I think Kansas City is in a position here. I don't want to get crazy and say they're going to be New England, they're going to be great for 20 years. But, you know, people blindly were betting New England early in seasons when they could get 4-1, 5-1, 6-1, because they knew halfway through the year they'd basically be 2-1 or plus 140. I think if you can get Mahomes at 6-1, yeah, I mean, you know, by week 3 of next year, they could be 3-1 if they're 3-0, 4-0. I just think people look at Mahomes, he's the best player in the league, they're a great team, and, you know, they're going to go on a little run here.
Obviously, the offseason is going to go a long way in determining, you know, who's got the best shot of maybe taking down Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. Look, the Ravens had a great season. They got the MVP. They're going to be a factor. Deshaun Watson and the Houston Texans going to be a factor. I saw those odds, though, Art. I love the Pittsburgh Steelers if they get a healthy Ben Roethlisberger back. They have a top-flight defense. They have a coach who has won a Super Bowl. They have a great home field advantage at Heinz Field. I was seeing the Steelers at 20-25-1. What would you take be on that future?
Yeah, you know what, JJ? That's a great point. We have them at 20-1. listen, that defense is incredible. Roethlisberger, you would think, is going to come back hopefully healthy, and you would think motivated because he sees how good that defense is. And, I mean, listen, that team was good at times this year, but they just couldn't do anything offensively. So as far as the value goes, I mean, 20-1, that's a really, really, really nice value. So I'm with you on that. And you mentioned another one, the Texans. I mean, the Texans at 30-1, that's a great value too. So, listen, obviously the favorites and all the big names are always going to get, you know, the pub early, but 20-1, 30-1 on the Texans or Steelers, love the value.
Art, switching gears, as New York City now gears up for the start of the baseball season, am I going to be able to find the Yankees anywhere plus money to win the American League, or am I looking at an even money or worse scenario by the time we hit opening day?
Yeah, that's what you're going to be at. You're going to be at even money or worse. I mean, their total has already jumped. I mean, it opened. We opened it at 101. It's now 103. I mean, that might even go to 104.
So, Art, you tell me right now at the Link Casino, if I want to bet the Yankee over, it is at 103 wins.
JJ, absolutely. That is all Caesars properties in Vegas because we're obviously Caesars property. That has gone up. I mean, we just opened a season win total about 2-3 weeks ago. Already jumped up too. I mean, listen, I'm a lifelong Yankee fan. You just have to blindly take the under on that. I mean, that's just a ridiculous number.
Yeah, I mean, that's a crazy total. They have a great year. They win 100 games. You don't win the wager. That is a crazy, crazy number. And as far as the Mets, what are you looking at? 85.5, 86.5. And I'm seeing them anywhere from like the fourth to the fifth favorite to go and win the National League from an odds standpoint.
Yeah. Absolutely. You're right in on that. I think our total is 86.5. I mean, we've talked about this before. I mean, that division is tough. That's going to be a really, really hard division. Obviously, listen, if the Mets can figure out their bullpen, their starting pitching is always going to be fine. You know, and they got a hit. I mean, that's the bottom line, and that's a tough division. But, yeah, I mean, the Mets are interesting. I mean, you know, listen, anytime you have pitching, you got a shot.
Art, before we get you out of here, now as the books recover from the Super Bowl, they celebrate the Super Bowl. They look ahead to March Madness. The regular season in college basketball is just absolutely nuts. I mean, you're trying to learn these teams. There's so much chaos. There is no great team in college basketball. Are there money-making opportunities in the month of February taking regular season college basketball? Or is it one of those instances where you almost got to let it marinate for a few weeks, learn the teams a little bit? Like, can you get an edge on the books by, you know, February, or is the books just going to have these teams and these lines down to a science where you're not getting an advantage at this point?
You know what, JJ? I think someone who maybe jumps in now and says, okay, football's over, I got a month, 6 weeks before this tournament, if they're jumping in now, they're probably too late to the party. The sharp guys, the guys who do this all day, they've been on these games and on these teams and conferences since November. They love when the when conference play, you know, heats up because they're already zeroed in on these teams. They already know, take a home team, you know, in a conference game against a ranked team who's unranked, you know, so they're already dialed in on this. If you're just jumping in now, maybe just wait till March. But the guys who are zeroed in, they know their opportunities and what to hit.
Art, unbelievable perspective. I know it was a great day for you guys out at the books. And listen, I ain't complaining here. Chiefs, under a couple of props, we go out at least with this football season with the ultimate bang. Great insight, my friend. We will catch up as we get closer and closer to March Madness. Keep up the good work, all right?
Absolutely, JJ. I'll talk to you soon, bud.
There you have it. Art DeCesar over at the Link, one of the more profitable Super Bowls for the sports books in quite some time. Fact that this game went under, rather significant. And I know for many who held an under ticket, that Damian Williams touchdown and knowing the Niners were going to get the ball back in garbage time, and it didn't sit well with me. Thankfully, the interception late seals the deal and there's nothing to worry about. Unless, of course, you had the Patrick Mahomes over for rushing yards. That was not ideal.